In a transitional meeting on January 19, 1999, with staff attorneys, Mason learned that Sam Rhys Shepherd, on behalf of his late father, Dr. Sam Shepherd, was suing the state of Ohio for $2 million in damages for the wrongful imprisonment of his father after the initial criminal trial in 1954. In that trial, Shepherd had been found guilty by a jury of his peers, but a 1966 criminal retrial had resulted in an acquittal. Mason quickly realized that this new civil action was sure to generate a good deal of attention from the media. Sam Rhys and his legal team had lashed out against the prosecutor's office, accusing it in numerous public forums and media interviews of incompetence and deceit. Now, in the full stare of the regional, national, and international spotlight, as county prosecutor, he would be responsible for deciding how the state of Ohio would proceed in this case. Should the state go to trial? Should it settle the case? Should it admit it made an error when it imprisoned Dr. Sam Shepherd? Mason knew in his bones that he would not enjoy an easy transition into his new job. There would be no honeymoon. He was fast learning that the assumption of authority also imposes the burden of responsibility. By January 25th, the prosecutor's office was already besieged by phone calls from reporters wanting to know how Chief Prosecutor Mason was going to handle the Shepherd controversy. On the job only a few days, Mason found himself fielding calls about the case from CNN News, ABC News, Nightline, Entertainment Tonight, The New York Times, and The London Times. In the months to follow, in an effort to bring pressure on the new prosecutor, Sam Rhys Shepherd stepped up his attacks on and criticism of the prosecutor's office with numerous television appearances and newspaper interviews. Wherever he spoke, he insisted that the state of Ohio unfairly convicted his father of murdering his mother. He claimed that Ohio's investigation of the case was a mockery of justice, and that evidence exonerating his father had been unfairly suppressed or ignored. He suggested that compelling evidence implicating the real murderer, Richard Eberling, was being ignored or rejected. He personally challenged Mason, as the new prosecutor, to put an end to this miscarriage of justice. The sustained public interest in this long-ago crime was stunning to Mason. Despite the immense scope and importance of numerous other issues facing the prosecutor's office at the time, only the Shepherd case seemed to generate continued media interest. Mason found this disheartening. He thought that there were many more important problems confronting the county than this civil case. The office was, at this time, handling several complex and emotionally grueling cases. That of Mary Jo Pesho, a Parma wife and mother of three who had been abducted at a nearby mall and tortured, raped, and murdered in the back of a van. That of Thomas McCarthy, an indicted serial rapist who had broken into a young woman's house, hung her by her thumbs, tortured, and raped her. That of Victor Washington, who was accused of walking into an office building in Cleveland after business hours and bludgeoning to death with a baseball bat a young woman he had happened upon. Each of these cases would appear on the front page of the local paper and receive media scrutiny for a day, maybe two, and then fade quickly from public awareness. What was it about this old case, Mason wondered, that generated so much public attention and almost fanatical interest? While he himself, at this point, had no opinion about Dr. Shepherd's guilt or innocence, what he knew about the case, he, like most of his generation, had learned from the movies and television, which presented Dr. Shepherd as an innocent and misunderstood victim of the judicial system. It was clear that everyone else did have a strong idea about the subject. He knew that with such widespread interest in this high-profile case, his every action or inaction would be the subject of second-guessing and criticism. If he maintained that Dr. Shepherd had murdered his wife and the jury found otherwise, he would be portrayed as an insensitive law and order fanatic who was part of a political conspiracy to cover up the truth. If he declared that Shepherd was innocent, he would have to determine the identity of the real murderer, for the absence of a viable suspect would create its own miscarriage of justice. Further, a declaration of innocence would mean a payment of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to the Shepherd estate, and would undermine decades of work by the law enforcement community. He could not make any mistakes. He could not be pressured into making any decisions that were inconsistent.